From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. Okay, imagine it's the middle of July and it's 9 at night. You're outside having a barbecue. Maybe you're mowing your lawn and it's hot. We're talking 104 degrees hot. So you head inside, you turn up that air conditioner, you get that nice, cool, power-hungry appliance just as your neighbor turns his air conditioner up, and then another neighbor turns their air conditioning up, and so on and so on. And pretty soon that high demand for electricity is putting a lot of pressure on Idaho Power. Well, the company wants to help solve that problem by storing power to use when demand is high by using batteries. Adam Rickens is the Senior Vice President of Operations and Chief Operating Officer of Idaho Power, and he is here to tell us more. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Gemma, how you doing? It's good to talk to you again.
I'm good. It's kind of hard to think of it being 100 degrees outside right now, but I'm trying to envision this.
So I know, you know, we're welcoming the rain, though. That's a good thing, too.
It's a really good thing. But let's talk about that scenario I talked about, right? In the middle of July, it's hot out. That happened a lot last year. So can you tell us what happens now when literally, let's say I flip on my switch to turn on my air conditioner? Where does that power come from?
It's a great hypothetical. You know, a lot of folks don't know this, but the electric business is what I like to call real-time business. So in that scenario, when you talk about your air conditioning at 9 o'clock, the energy powering that air conditioning is being produced at that instant. It's, you know, 100 miles, 200, 300 miles away, and it travels to you at about 186,000 miles per second. So we actually have guys and gals in a control room real-time ramping energy up and down based on your needs at that moment. It's a pretty neat room, actually. Representative Mike Simpson got to take a look at it, and he called it the Star Trek room because all of the lights and screens and technology. But for the past 100 years, we've used, you know, power plants where we can push a button and the electricity is produced when we need it. We have not readily stored energy, and frankly, we haven't needed to. But with the advancement of solar and wind resources, things have definitely changed. And these resources are great, but you can't always count on them to be there when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow. So enter lithium ion batteries. And these batteries allow you to store energy from the sun and wind and release it for several hours when Mother Nature decides not to produce it. A good example is the timing you mentioned at around 9 o'clock.
Okay, so we should note that, I mean, Idaho Power, you've broken records for demand for electricity. And if we look to next summer, the summer of 2023, you will need more capacity to meet that demand. Is that a correct statement?
Yeah. So last summer was, if you recall, the heat dome, to call it. It was a 1 in 1,000 year event in the Pacific Northwest. Temperature is 116 degrees. Obviously, we felt that too. So we get ready for those extreme conditions. And this summer, you know, we do the same. We'll see if it gets to that same heat level at that time. For us, late June and early July is actually the peak time for us because we have a lot of irrigators that are using pumps. But yeah, that's what we do. We have something called summer readiness. We've been working on it the last several months. And part of what we will do over the next year or so is add some of these the battery resources to our portfolio so we can continue to meet the growing demand here.
So let's talk a little bit more about that, about these batteries, because coal and natural gas have been in favor for so long because they're reliable. So how will batteries help, how you mentioned, like solar and wind power, be more appealing to power companies?
Yeah, for us, our peak demand is because of air conditioning. And so it comes in the summer. So what we'll do is, as the day starts out, we'll be running our hydroelectric facilities, which we have a lot of that. It's great, clean, dispatchable, low-cost energy. We can ramp that up and down as we need it. Then we'll use the sun and the wind. One of the things that's interesting about, you know, our service territory is on those hot summer days, if you think about it, there's generally not a lot of wind. So the wind tends to go away. And about 8 or 9 or even 10 o'clock, as the sun starts to go down, we lose that energy too. So what these batteries will do is we'll fuel them during the day with the sun or the wind or hydropower. And then for about a 4-hour duration, we'll release the energy from about 8 o'clock to maybe midnight so that when the sun goes down, we still have energy to meet the peak needs of our customers.
Okay, so you basically want to build a battery farm. How in the world does that work?
You know, it's a lot like the vehicle, the batteries you see in electric vehicles. It is just stacked lithium ion batteries. And we're doing it a couple different ways. We have one project that's a 40 megawatt battery, and it'll be tied to a 40 megawatt solar project. That's in Elmore County. And again, that will, you know, meet the needs of about 13,000 homes when we release it during the peak hour for 4 hours. And then we have another battery that's going to be about 80 megawatts. That's going to be directly tied to the grid. That project's south of Boise, near Melba. And again, we plan to use these batteries when the sun starts to go down in the evening. That's when we're going to ramp those up.
So how much energy will, I think you mentioned that, will the battery store? But then I guess how long then would they be able to, you know, help my air conditioning stay on?
It's a great question. And that's the big thing with battery storage right now. Right now, it usually lasts around 4 hours. So if you think about the last 2 days where there's not a lot of sun, it's been pretty stormy, you know, that's the problem that we still need to solve in the industry is how do we get to 8 hour durations, even 2 day durations, which you may not need during the summer because it's typically, you know, sunny then, but you may need that during the winter. So yeah, we'll usually use a 4 hour window. We can do a little bit more depending on the situation. And then what we'll do is we'll contract for a fair amount of solar and wind that will then continue to provide the energy to those batteries. And then we just switch on those batteries when we need it. So it works a lot like a natural gas facility in that, you know, natural gas, you have the gas, you push the button, you can ramp it up or down. With solar plus storage, you know, you have the sun, and then when the sun goes away, you ramp up the batteries.
So how about environmental concerns with a battery farm like this? I mean, how safe are they?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people ask about disposal, and it's a problem that we think is finding a solution. There is a significant amount of interest in companies that are starting to recycle lithium ion batteries now, whether it's in your car, whether it's in computers, cell phones, and frankly, the market is growing. So there's a lot of minerals in those batteries that are very important, lithium and nickel and cobalt. And so companies are finding ways to recycle the batteries and reuse those minerals because it's going to be important as we build more and more of these moving forward.
I know that Idaho Power is hoping to provide 100% clean energy by the year 2045. Where do batteries fall into this plan?
Yeah, it's a great question. We do typically a 20-year plan. So our latest plan goes to around the 2040 range. And batteries are absolutely a big part of it. We have about 1,685 megawatts of storage that we're planning to build over the next, you know, 20 years. We have another 1,400 megawatts of solar, 700 megawatts of wind. But you know what ties it all together and really is a big part of our plan is you have to have transmission, which is essentially the highways of our energy system. You see them when you drive around the actual highways that move energy around where you need it, when you need it. And so we need to be able to touch the Pacific Northwest and bring down that great hydro resource. We need to be able to go into Wyoming and bring, you know, the high capacity wind from there. And of course, the desert Southwest has great sun. And transmission is the thing that kind of ties it all together and makes us be able to move the clean energy around again where we need it at the time we need it.
Are batteries the future for power companies?
I think they are. You're going to see a ton of it for the next 10 years, the next decade. The problem is right now is that 4 hour duration. And so at some point, in order to get to 100% decarbonization, which a lot of us are shooting for, you will need something else. You know, that could be pumped hydro storage. Flow batteries are an option. Certainly, you know, nuclear is making a comeback in terms of small reactors that are much more safety oriented than maybe their predecessors are. So you're going to have a diverse amount of resources that are going to go into it, but certainly lithium ion batteries are a big part of it. And right now they're about 90% of the market of batteries. So you're going to see a lot more of them over the next decade.
So what's next in the process for Idaho Power and this idea of battery farms?
Well, anytime we have a project like this, it does go to our commission. And so they will review it. They will take comments from the public and they will decide whether they think it's in the best interest of customers. So that's the process we go through. It's a great process. It's open to people that want to intervene. And, you know, we believe it's great for customers and it'll be approved at the end of the day.
Well, Adam, I appreciate you coming on the program and talking to us about this.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I get excited about it, but, you know, sometimes the energy nerd comes out in me.
Well, that's a good thing since it's your job and you're able to explain it to those of us who don't understand it. So much appreciation.
I try to, but it's a fun field and one that's changing quite a bit.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, we've been talking with Adam Rickens. He is Senior Vice President of Operations and Chief Operating Officer of Idaho Power, talking about the company's proposed battery storage facility. Up next, downtown Boise is back.